Pope Benedict XVI today said that the faithful need to find the courage to follow Christ and to love the Church. First among those to meet with Pope Benedict on his resumption of papal activities were members of the Paul VI Institute from Brescia, northern Italy. Will Taylor has more.
In his address to the group, Pope Benedict said that he felt a deep personal bond with the late Pope, who in 1977 appointed him to the Archdiocese of Munich and later elevated him to the College of Cardinals. The Holy Father described Paul VI as the great missionary pope whose pontificate was dedicated to revealing Christ's love through a frank dialogue with humanity. Pope Benedict observed that Paul VI's loyalty to the precepts of the faith often resulted in difficult and unpopular decisions, and that it was only with his death that the entire world began to understand the greatness of this pope. He said that Paul VI's prophetic call for a society of love still has relevance today, in a world marked now as it was then, by violence. In his desire to spread this message, he became the first pilgrim pope, traveling to the Holy Land at the height of its troubles and further afield, to Latin America and Africa. But, Pope Benedict XVI underlined, he is above all remembered for the Second Vatican Council. For although convoked by John XXIII, the task of bringing it to its end and of guiding the Church in the post-Vatican II era fell squarely on the shoulders of the Montini Pope. Pope Benedict concluded that the value of Paul VI's magisterium inspired his successors and that he himself continues to refer to it. Quoting John Paul II, Pope Benedict urged those gathered to study Paul VI with love, scientific rigor, and conviction. I'm Will Taylor.